T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Kansas gas prices bucking the normal trend or pattern, holding steady now, at least for now.
Two.
Law enforcement memorial service today at Wichita City Hall, remembering those who died in the line of duty.
One.
Boeing says it has finished updating the flight control software, one step closer to getting the 737 MAX back in the air. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And it's time for the secret sound here with Steve and Ted. There you go. And the hint, this is a sound you may hear often when decorating for a party. 869-1330. If you think you know the answer, 869-1330, the secret sound. You want to play it one more time? Let's do it, Chad. Play it one more time there. All right. 869-1330 if you think you know. All right, time for traffic here with Steve and Ted and Chad Chambers in traffic, as always, Chad.
So far this morning, things have been looking fairly good in traffic, but seeing some heavier traffic in places now, even though the traffic conditions are really good, you might want to watch for traffic slowing down on I-135 this morning. Right around Kellogg, looks to be mostly southbound, some heavy traffic in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 83 degrees. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers and storms tonight. Overnight lows 67. Saturday mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms and a high of 76 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind gusting to 29 miles per hour and 68 degrees. An idea for a simple test that could help parents diagnose a common ailment for kids.
This is House Call for Health. Your little one is not feeling well, running a fever, maybe tugging at their ear. Do they have an ear infection? Soon, there could be an app that will tell you. Researchers at the University of Washington cobbled together a test you could do at home using a smartphone and a piece of paper cut and folded into the shape of a funnel. They taped the funnel around the phone and aimed it at a test subject's ear. Then, they used the app to send a chirping sound and measure the sounds bouncing off the eardrum. The app then sends a text saying whether there's probably fluid in the eardrum. The test proved to be as accurate as sophisticated devices used by ear doctors. Researchers say this test could eventually be used the same way parents use a thermometer to determine whether or not to see a doctor. The research was in the journal Science Translational Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the morning. The secret sound was a tough one for me today, Ted. How about you? Do you know what it was right away?
No, not right off.
I didn't either. Oh.
Final clue, I think I got it.
Did you think that helped out? All right.
We
have a winner this morning in the secret sound, yeah. Brent is with us this morning. Good morning, Brent.
Morning.
Are you with us? Are you there? How are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
all right, good.
So what is it? What is that secret sound?
Tying a balloon.
Wow. There you go. I didn't. How'd you get that?
I like making a balloon animal.
Hey, Brent, are you secretly one of those clowns who does balloon sculptures and stuff like that?
No, not me.
Well, listen, way to go. Good job. Secret sound tying up a balloon. Brent, thanks for playing with us this morning. And you're going to get a large 5-topping pizza of your choice from Papa John's Pizza.
Nice.
And a CD, Mannheim Steamroller American Spirit CD. Hey, thank you for playing. And by the way, Brent, thanks for listening to Steve and Ted. We appreciate it, sir.
All right, thank you.
There's Brent, our winner
awesome.
This morning. The secret sound. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street for a third straight day Thursday, erasing most of the plunge they took at the start of the week on worries about the trade fight between China and the U.S. The S&P 500 rose 25 points. Dow climbed 214 points. And the NASDAQ gained 75 points. Here's something interesting, Ted. U.S. and European authorities say 10 people, including 5 Russian fugitives, have been charged in connection with malicious software attacks. that infected tens of thousands of computers worldwide and caused more than $100 million in financial losses. Authorities say the malware enabled Eastern European criminals to take remote control of infected computers and siphon funds from victims' bank accounts.
Oh, no.
What do you think would be the good punishment for somebody like this? I don't think they should ever see the light of day again. Man. I think they put them away forever.
Nope, those victims certainly don't have a lot of compassion for those folks.
Oh, and by the way, when they're in the behind bars, don't let them have access to a computer or even a cell phone, because these guys obviously have figured out a way.
Well, that would violate their rights.
That's sure. Well, they'll probably, if they're in the big house, they might keep doing it then, huh? 7:50 now, Stephen. I had a chance yesterday to meet David Dennis. I hadn't met David before, and he is the chair, of course, of the Sedgwick County Commission.
Yes.
We were doing the interview for the Issues show this weekend on KNSS, and it was interesting. There's some problems facing the county, and he's very well aware of them, and we had a good discussion. He spent a career in the military, then he was teaching. He did a teaching career, and then he got involved in Sedgwick County government. It's a good interview. 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
But, yeah, look forward to that.
He had a lot to say, and you've been hearing some of the sound bites in our news. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A business executive comes back to Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, Derek Nielsen returning to Wichita. Nielsen is a former business strategist and consultant at Allen Gibson Hulick. He went to help run an Oklahoma company, and now, after 4 years, he's returned to become CEO of High Touch Technologies. Nielsen says he doesn't plan on making big changes because High Touch already has a vision and a plan in place. Nielsen studied government at Russia at KU and Georgetown University and did graduate study at the University of Oxford. He was in South Africa when apartheid fell. He organized a group that investigated human rights violations there, led by Bishop Desmond Tutu. Former High Touch CEO Wayne Chambers says Nielsen is a natural communicator and leader. This week's list, independent insurance agencies, they're ranked by 2018 Wichita area premium volume. IMA Financial Group at the top, followed by Arthur J. Gallagher and Hays Companies of Kansas. Premium volumes among the firms on our list grew by more than 7%. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Hang on a minute here. Now, you said that Nielsen studied Russia. At KU?
Right, and Georgetown University.
And Georgetown? Well, that's kind of what my son did. You know, Scott was, he was a Russian studier there at KU. That's where he got his degree in Russian and Eastern European Studies. So, yeah, that's interesting. This gentleman has quite a resume there to talk about. That's something.
You bet, and it's good to have him back in Wichita over at High Touch or anywhere else. He's a great asset, I think.
So we're finding out this morning that Boeing is claiming they've got the computer thing figured out now.
Right.
And I guess the next step is getting somebody from the FAA to go for a flight with them and make sure it works before they can certify it again. And then we might have this problem solved. And you've been talking this week about the fact that Spirit, of course, here in Wichita makes a good portion of that 737. And you said some of the parts are kind of, did you say yesterday, kind of stacking up over there at Spirit?
Yeah, a little bit. Spirit, of course, has not changed its production rate.
Yeah, they
so
keep going.
Still pumping out those fuselages, and they are starting to pile up. The good thing for Spirit is that once they come off the line and they go out of the plant, it's considered delivered to Boeing, so there's no penalty to Spirit.
Yeah. So it's
for not being able to get them up there.
They get it out the door, then it's Boeing's responsibility from there, huh?
Right.
Okay. Today is National Pack Rat Day. I don't know if you know anybody who's a pack rat. That's somebody who basically they hold on to things. They collect them. Maybe they even hoard them and have a hard time getting rid of them. Pack Rat Day.
I kind of do that a little bit.
Don't we all just a little bit?
Much to Gretchen's chagrin.
I worked for a boss one time. I love this attitude. He had a great big desk, and you'd go in there, and there'd be like maybe one piece of paper on it. And I said,
right.
What's your philosophy? What's going on there? He said, well, I get something, I get a piece of paper, and I deal with it. And I don't collect papers. I deal with it then, and then it's through. And I thought, that's pretty cool. Mm,
that's a great way to do
it. He didn't even have a file cabinet. I guess he had everything kind of in his head.
Maybe he's really smart, huh?
Could be. He probably kept the most important documents, but I mean, if you can eliminate that from your process.
Well, he probably has them all stuffed in the glove compartment of his car or something like that.
Exactly, sure.
I always feel someday I'm going to need those 84 number 2 pencils that I have.
Yeah.
At some day, those notes that I took at the other radio station.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I've got about 15 boxes of scripts of old commentaries and things like that in my attic in my garage.
Yeah,
I don't know
air
what
checks.
I don't know what good those are. And you can cassettes with air checks on them. Oh,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
So I guess we're all a pack rat in some way or the other. Thank you, guys. 7:55 coming up. Steve and Ted.
Well, someday that will all be donated to the Museum of Broadcasting.
There you go.
You keep that for a reason.
Yeah, I'll be right next to the Mastodon over there. Stay with Steve and Ted at the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We have the latest congressional reaction to President Trump's new immigration policy ideas. Ted's on the way with sports, right, Ted?
Shocker baseball coming down the stretch here in the regular season. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, right?
Box office, big box office weekend. Can the Avengers hold on to the top spot? We'll talk about that. Entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
That's right. Traffic and weekend weather on the way. In the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.